Hello, Internet. You are now experiencing technical difficulties. We're a role-playing game, actual play podcast. You can listen to us play through one-shots, campaigns of various games, including Deltagreen, Eclipse Phase, Worldwide Wrestling, Red Markets, and more. With 4+ years of archives, there's something for everyone. Tune in with whatever podcast app you use by searching for Technical Difficulties Gaming Podcast, or visit us online at www.technicaldifficultiespod.com. Like what you hear? Join us on Patreon for sneak peeks and seats in quarterly games. Thanks for listening, and sorry for the technical difficulties.
Hello, Internet. You are now experiencing technical difficulties. It's Harlem Unbound, episode whatever this is.
16.
And we are, yeah, 16-ish. That's right. Thanks to these wonderful notes from Greg, it is part 16.
I do one thing.
You do many things. This is one of the most this is one of the many really useful ones.
Thank you.
It's the most obvious really useful one because we use it all the time. Thank you, Greg.
For sure. Yes. We are back in Harlem and let's real quick reintroduce from the top down.
Once again, this is Greg and this is Titus Dusty Boyer, a bartender / tubaist / jack of all trades from New Orleans, who is coming up to Harlem and has seen some shit these past few days.
Dan and I am your conjure man, Ford Kitchens. He knows too much about what's going on and just keeps shunting it aside so he can keep functioning. It's all fine.
Hi, I'm Vince. I'm playing Grant Green. I may have fucked up my photography studio and apartment with goo, satanic wood pulp, something. It's not great.
And I'm Ben. I am playing Reggie, certain Reginald Luther, still just hanging on to his sanity by his fingertips.
For the final time?
Question mark.
He's pretty sure he's going to wake up tomorrow morning and this will all be in the past.
Yeah, I'll be able to retire and not be an adventurer anymore.
Yeah.
That's nice calm life being a crime doctor.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, I mean, you know.
I mean, comparatively, everybody's... it would be a nice calm life. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's feeling very lucky this morning, which let's see whether they need it.
No run rolled below a 70.
So Dusty and Grant are going back to Dusty's place, I believe, right?
Yes.
Yes, because I'm not sleeping there tonight. Nope.
That's reasonable. And Big Shot is a good boy and a good guard dog.
Well, fortunately, nothing disturbs you through the rest of the night.
Yay.
That's good to hear.
Ford, you went back to your place.
Yeah, I think we reported into Queenie before this. Is that correct?
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Okay, so I should not. I do not expect her to be popping up in the morning. So that'd be nice.
You don't expect her to be popping up in the morning stall, but you don't have the easiest time sleeping.
Of course not.
As you dream, and in this dream, you hear the beautiful, beautiful music of Archie Zanzibar playing his clarinet.
Kind of a piping noise.
From the Apollonian, and from when you heard it later on.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the full work from beginning to end. It's incredibly beautiful, but as it...
Which is something that I've not actually heard in real time, right?
No, you have.
Everybody heard it at the Cotton Club.
You heard it in the Apollonian.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And yeah, but we didn't hear the whole thing in the Apollonian.
You pretty much did hear the whole thing.
I mean, okay. It's sort of like
it's different. Right. It's like that was an earlier version of it. Like this is like, you can tell it's the same piece of music. It's just been, you know, improved since that incredible beauty. It's even better than it ever was before in your dream. And as you sort of coast through this beautiful, emotionally stirring music, you sort of look down and you're sort of floating, as you do in dreams, over the vast sort of desert landscape, and in front of, and in that desert there's this large sort of black pyramid shape that rises up from the sands, and you feel like the music is coming from it, so you sort of float down toward it in your dream.
I mean, intentionally, he would be veering away at this point if he had any control.
Well, the music is very attractive.
Some dreams are lucid, Ford.
I know.
Some dreams are just uncomfortable.
And as you look at the apex, the pinnacle of this pyramid,
yeah,
there's a figure on it. And you see that's where the music is coming from. And you sort of swoop down toward it.
Is it maybe Archie playing the clarinet?
Well, you think it is, but as you get closer to it, it isn't Archie, or at least it doesn't look like Archie, not like a human Archie.
Is it someone who's really smiling more than this should be possible?
It occurs to you that maybe this is Archie you're seeing, but not in a human form.
Oh, goody.
It's a strange-looking form, like a sort of a with many limbs and many pipes and many clarinets, sort of working it with a sinuous, lithe collection of tentacle-like limbs, playing this incredibly beautiful music. And you look up. And in the sky above you, where this pyramid points up into the night, it's not a night full of stars. It's a night full of something else, some presence, some thing, some assemblage that fills the entire sky with its presence and that pulses gently and pleasantly to the sound of the music.
Great. Fabulous.
And with that, you awake.
Sand check?
No.
Oh, just good. A dream. Good. Just a dream.
Fabulous. You went to the club. Rub-a-dub-dub.
Yeah, late night piping of the eternal, the Demon Sultan court to be relax and study too.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine.
As you contemplate this dream upon waking, you're maybe a little confused as to why you're not feeling troubled by the dream.
Yeah, that is disturbing stuff. I have this weird feeling they could call it vaporwave in like 100 years, but be that as it may,
not that much clarinet in vaporwave.
Somehow the presence of the music in your dream just sort of made all of the visual things, which would have been so troubling otherwise, just
less alarming,
fade into perspective, and you were able to accept them and understand them.
Maybe. So it's like the way corporations push mindfulness to their employees are passive.
Just like that. Gain 2 points of Cthulhu Mythos.
Thank you so much. It's up to 20. Hooray!
1 in 5.
You're learning so much about the mythos.
Yes.
Huzzah.
So, question for Dusty and Grant.
Yeah.
You wake up after a night of whatever it is you chose to do during the night.
I mean, I don't know that we're like that frisky after what happened at the house.
Probably not.
There's probably like the worst we get into is like very tired, heavy petting, I would imagine. Whatever that's supposed to mean.
Probably what you really like is the fact that each other are present and that neither of you are alone.
Yeah, I mean, it's really nice. It's nice to have a person.
You don't have to worry about rats scratching at the window pane or looking up at the ceiling and wonder if something's going to be dripping down through it or up through it.
Oh, you can wonder anyway.
You can wonder.
Again, we have Big Shot. Big Shot will eat them.
Yeah, Big Shot's at peace. He doesn't seem to be disturbed by anything. He doesn't sense any troubles.
He's That's upset. The one bit of solidly good news you've given them.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And Reggie, you've been sleeping at the crisis office.
Yep.
Having told your benefactor they can reach you there in the morning.
That's right.
They set up a nice cot for you in the corner. You're not the first person to sleep at the crisis office. No, that happens. People there are either working late, trying to catch deadlines, or people trying to stay safe there from people who might be after them.
Yeah.
It's pretty routine, honestly, for somebody to be bunking up there. They even have like a little coffee maker in the corner. It's nice. I don't think they actually had coffee makers in the 1920s. They got a percolator.
His name is Bob. He's a coffee maker.
No, they had old coffee makers. They're just not like Mr. Coffees. It's like
They had the percolators.
Yeah, they had the big steel things.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
I still think it's better if they just have somebody who works there just for coffee. Because
one of the early bird, probably like a shop girl or something, whatever. Really, in a
there you go,
an intern is there making coffee at like 4 a.m. So you wake up to the smell, the beautiful smell of fresh coffee.
Yep,
it's available. It's sunlight's coming in the office. People are starting to trickle in.
A complete lack of blood or death.
You hear the click, click, click of a couple of typewriters as people go to work, not minding your presence there.
If only I could always have nice days like this, mornings this.
Yep.
And then a few minutes later, as you're getting up and around, getting dressed, maybe drinking some coffee, the phone rings. Yep. Somebody answers it and says, Sergeant Luther, is that you?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's for me.
It's for you.
Okay. I will take it. If it's got a long enough cord, if I could like get some privacy.
It doesn't have a cord. It's like it's one of those like, you know, ones that like the stick and the thing you hold up to your ear.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's like on the wall.
I was thinking like 40s like cord phone.
Unfortunately.
A nice length on those corded phones.
Yeah,
it's like having it's like talking on the phone with like AirPods now, like
yeah,
it's for the way it makes your ears sweaty.
Yeah, so you take the phone receiver from them, hold it up to your ear.
Yep. Hello, this is Sergeant Luther speaking.
You hear this hissing woman's voice on the phone. It says, "Bring him back to us, or you will pay."
Do you want me to roll sand check?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I actually made that.
No,
1318.
Amazing.
Composure holds.
That Archie... You want to see Archie again?
Yes. The one touched by the Pharaoh.
And what, how do I know you'll, really let me go if I, were to do such a thing?
We keep our word. We are trustworthy. That is the will of the Pharaoh.
Great.
The Pharaoh never lies.
Could I have an assurance? Either a demonstration or a...
A demonstration, yes. Yes, the demonstration. Go to your home.
Is that all? Just go to my home and I'll have my demonstration?
Yes.
Where would you want me to take Mr. Zanzibar?
Bring him back to the brothel where we kept you.
All right. Well, thank you then.
Yes. and click.
Oh boy. Well, yeah, of course.
I'm sure that won't damage your fragile sanity even more.
Well, I still have some time before I get my phone call from the mob, so I guess I will take a little walk home to see what they're gonna, what awaits me there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so it's not very far away, I'll say.
Oh, no, not at all.
Take you very long to get there, back to your apartment building. I suppose you just live in kind of a normal, anonymous apartment building.
Yep.
The entire way back, all the phones ringing, bring him back.
So you get up to the door to your apartment building. You look down at the knob and you realize there's sort of a bloody smudge on the knob.
Oh, dear.
Now, was it there when he left?
This is not a familiar bloody smudge.
No, it is not. I will take a little handkerchief and turn the knob of the door.
Yep. Go into the lobby.
Yep.
You have your mailbox and the steps up to your house, or your apartment, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
You look over at the banks of mailboxes. Yeah. To yours, and there's like a bloody thumbprint, just like, oh, just right on the like the brass little brass door of your mailbox slot.
Is there something inside my? I'm gonna just open up the mailbox slot.
Yeah, you open it up. There's a little. It looks like a wooden box. That's about the size of a deck of playing cards.
Okay. I take it out.
You pick it up. The top of it is, it has a symbol carved into it. It's like an Ankh, but instead of like the sort of like crossbar on the Ankh, it sort of like curves up on one side into this like curly Q,
like the print appendage. Symbol, yeah.
No, it's like up into the air, so okay. It's not quite like the print symbol.
Okay. I get. Does it have a little clasp?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yep.
I will open it.
All right, you can roll sand now.
Yep. It's waiting for that. No, I did not.
No.
All right, lose 1 point.
Okay.
What? It looks like a severed human tongue.
Yeah, of course.
Hmm. Now, blood is it a familiar it? Severed human tongue?
No. Could be anybody's tongue.
Wonderful. That's not yourself. Better.
Yeah, still fresh, dripping blood.
That does not make it better.
I'm going to close the clasp. I'm going to go up to my apartment. I'm going to grab my double barrel shotgun and all the ammo that I have. I'm probably going to put some clothes and everything in a go bag too.
All right.
I'm going to go back to the crisis office.
All right. So what are Grant and Dusty doing as they get around?
I wake up early and make breakfast.
I'll throw away the wooden box too. And just like,
oh, you just throw it away. Okay.
Yeah. I'll just throw it. I'll pass by a drain and just toss it.
All right.
Into the,
okay. But what if they were going to give it back to the guy? Oh,
no evidence.
As for like what we're doing, I'm not 100% sure. So when he wakes
thank
up,
thank you. That's pretty good breakfast.
Yeah, yeah. I felt like I owed you for the for the not sleeping in horror, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully we can do this again under better circumstances. We should probably contact Ford and Reggie.
Do you have their numbers? I don't know their numbers.
Yeah.
We traded them back at your place. Let's start with Ford.
All right.
Bring. We're going to assume everybody has access to a phone.
Yep.
Yeah, I've got a credit rating of 35. I actually might have one in my house.
Yeah, probably.
Better than Ford's, but yeah, he has a closet office.
Yeah, info dump to Ford, and then we realize we can't get a hold of Reggie.
Huh.
No, I think you guys knew that Reggie was going to the crisis, didn't you?
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, we did. Okay.
But so no, we should keep up through the ceiling of rats, you say. Well, damn. Do you have any weird dreams?
No.
Good. Good. That's only one of us then. All right.
What?
Shouldn't you have had weird dreams?
I had very... It was weirdly soothing, which it should not have been. I think we need to go check on Archie.
Archie?
At least I'm going to go check on Archie. I'll meet you guys over at the crisis in a bit.
Okay, oh, that sounds good. All right. Sure.
Yeah.
Listening in and just talking into the air.
Yeah, we'll head over to the crisis. We'll meet you there.
All right.
Where did we leave Archie again?
I thought he went home.
He went home.
Okay, he just went home.
Yep.
He was going to go to another club to where he thought
that's right.
Johnny Dodds was.
When he left you guys, he said he was going to go to the Pyramid Lounge. Yeah.
Nubian
Social
Nubian
Club.
Social Club.
Nubian
Which
Social
is Club. Where Mr. Smiley is.
To be That's where you guys days. Met Mr. Smiley once, yes.
Yeah. And, what did you say that the fellow that was piping or playing the clarinet looked like? It wasn't Archie. It looked a little bit like him until I got close. What was it again?
You had a sense that maybe it was a version of Archie.
Oh, but it just wasn't human.
But it was like no kind of creature you've ever seen before.
Okay.
Some sort of assemblage of like
extra
mouths and hands
and
that looked like it was designed to play a lot of different instruments at the same time.
Fabulous. So,
in other words, plays like that.
All right. So, like Archie is part of that thing, and it's just he's the part that's sticking through into our world.
Well, that's certainly an interpretation.
Who knows?
So you're going to go try to hunt him down at the Apollonian where he still lives?
Hey, I guess see if he's there. If he's not, I'll go, damn it, to the pyramid. Or whatever it's called.
Maybe with the rest of us.
Fair. Good idea, actually, yes. Yeah, if he's not in his apartment, I'm going to go to the crisis and get everyone else.
Okay, so you show up at the Apollonian. You buzz the door. Looks like they finally got that buzzer lock thing fixed.
Working? Oh, good.
Yeah, it's working. Buzz the door, and the guy from the what's his name? Cole.
Oh, I thought Cole was long gone.
Was he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. You had someone else working there.
Yeah, when Cole left. With
and he left his chest stuff.
Carl Tempest, right?
Yeah. Okay. So the new guy, whatever that guy's name, who's not nearly as interesting as Cole,
exactly,
opens the door. Yeah, he's like, "Oh, hey, you're back again." Okay.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Is Archie in?
No, actually, you just missed him. He was ducking out the door just a few minutes before he came by here. I think he was.
I don't suppose he indicated which way he was going.
Well, he actually kind of said, I mean, he's not a very talkative fellow, but I said hi to him and saw he was up early. He's usually one of those night owls, you know?
Right. He's a musician. Yeah.
Jasmine, it's unusual to see one up before noon, but he seemed like he was bright-eyed and relatively bushy-tailed. he said he was going out to breakfast down at Cafe Cairo.
Of course he is. Hey, thank you. That's a big help.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, give me a call if you ever have any problems.
It's like halfway across town.
Yeah. If you have any, problems, weird problems, give me a call. I give him a card and I head out.
I don't know how musicians getting up early is a sign of problems, but I suppose it could be.
You know, it ain't normal.
That's true. All right, hey, you get.
All right.
You have a good day, I guess.
You too. All right, I am going to head over to the newspaper.
All right.
Yep.
So everybody meets up over at the crisis. Were you going back? You were going back there, right, Reggie?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So you guys all kind of get there around the same time?
Sure.
Reggie gets,
I'd imagine they get there slightly beforehand, but
walk, Grant and Dusty get there, and then Ford brings up the rear a couple minutes later.
Yeah, Reggie looks like he's gonna have to go over the top again.
Reggie, what happened with you?
Had a conversation.
Is this the conversation we should have not in a newsroom?
The person I was over spent the night with.
Your host, yes.
Yeah, my host. Well, they want Archie.
Hmm. Very popular little fella.
And did they say why?
He's touched.
Hmm.
Something like that. He's
what does that mean?
Got a special relationship with someone they called the Pharaoh.
Hmm. Do I recognize that term?
You know that you had that Ankh that was in the And there's, I don't know. That's,
it's like there's a symbol associated with it that would, that's, yeah. Hmm. Hmm.
Well, that's interesting. Well, they're going
to kill me if I don't bring Archie.
Okay.
Back
okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course they are.
Okay. Well, do you remember, do you know where Archie went?
I, in fact, do. I checked out his apartment. He was heading over to the, what did you say?
It is the Cafe Cairo.
Cafe Cairo. So that, let's go get some second breakfast. Town? Yeah.
Yes, before
well, then, yeah, let's go. We've been avoiding this.
I mean, it's the Pharaoh Cafe Cairo. I'm guessing Smiley will be there. Let's go.
I've been avoiding this conversation for a while, so I think.
Oh, we have.
Is this is this something we talked about before? This Smiley character.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You right. You remember like seeing him?
Oh yeah, I talked with him.
Oh yeah, it's perfectly not.
Was
normal.
He the creepy guy in the back
that smiled a lot?
Just
a
like kind of grinning at.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the source of all this. That's interesting.
Yeah.
See, are those teeth actually his?
I don't think we want to. That's not a question you want to ask. I'm betting because he'd probably tell you. He likes seeing people happy. That's what he'll tell you also.
Look, why don't we drop Big Shot back off my apartment, happy, and then we'll head over there.
Yep.
All right, so it's quick rock back to drop the dog back up at Dusty's place,
mm-hmm.
and it's conveniently
he
on
needs
the
his
way.
Walkers.
Mm-hmm.
A quick jaunt on the streetcar a few blocks west. Toward the edge. I'm not sure any of you have been to the Cafe Cairo before.
I remember that being one of the meeting places that Smiley had mentioned, I think.
Considering
was it the speakeasy?
No, that was a Pyramid Lounge. Yeah,
that's Pyramid Lounge, which is where we actually talked to him.
Yeah.
Considering Dusty's employ, there's a non-zero chance he might be familiar with it.
You've heard of it.
Yeah.
I guess, is there anything I should remember about it that I, the player, do not? Or is this a Harlem roll?
I mean, you could roll Harlem roll if you want, but sure. There's not a lot more to figure out than.
Nope. Done to make
it. You've mainly just heard, it was when you first heard about the places where Smiley tends to frequent.
This is one of them, right?
It was the Pyramid Lounge, the Pyramid Lounge at like around noon, like during the day.
Yep.
It was the Nubian Social Club in the evening, and it was the Cafe Cairo in the morning.
Mm-hmm. People go to clubs around noon?
I mean, like weekends or like if you have a day off, some people do.
The Pyramid Lounge is a speakeasy. That's where it hangs out around noon, like during the course of the day.
Yep.
People go to speakeasies around noon. Jesus Christ. Nope.
Well, that's why some people thought that prohibition would be a good idea, but of course it's not.
Right.
Sure. Okay. That kind of guy. Is he just like smiling into his beer as opposed to crying?
Oh, I don't think he drinks. I think he's just there to talk to people.
What if we make him drink?
think we can make him do anything. We can ask and he may do it or not, but I don't think we can make him do anything.
Well, like, why wouldn't be? He's just a guy, right?
Is he? No, he's not. He's something else. We don't know what.
Oh,
don't like that.
Mm-mm.
Hell, he might even just be the devil. Who can say?
Really?
I'm getting the feeling the devil, the Christian God, all that stuff, not real. But this stuff is, whatever the hell it is.
It could be column A, column B.
That's fair. I mean, it could just be different names for the same things. Or the same damn things in this case.
I guess the question is, should we be ready to go in hot? Or leave hot?
Yeah. Kind of leaving quickly might be wonderful. I don't know that it will help. Well, let's go see what we can do.
I guess I'm here. Okay.
Let's just talk with him.
Yeah, let's just talk with the devil, I guess.
And
I mean, at least he's very polite and friendly. There's that.
Yeah, just like the devil. And if we do, I mean, the other thing is, if he really is the devil, more or less, then not much good guns are going to do against him.
Well, we don't know that, but let's not find out if we can avoid it.
All right. So with this exciting conversation, you step off the streetcar, a block away from the Cafe Cairo.
Mm-hmm.
Walk at the block. You hear the beautiful smell of it's like Middle Eastern food.
Mm-hmm.
Like breakfast coming out of there. Some tar spice.
Mm. Some shakshuka.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. It's delicious.
One of the worst parts about him is he eats at the right places, because damn, that smells good.
Head still on a swivel.
Yep.
I mean, from what you're saying, almost like the devil goes to places for pleasure.
That's fair.
Isn't that logical?
Yeah, I suppose. Oh.
I have nothing further to add to that.
I open the door.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. It's hopping in here. There's a lot of Middle Easterners, looks like here. Arabs, Egyptians, folks like that. Somebody is just slinging whatever the Egyptian version of hash is with great aplomb up in the kitchen on the other side of the counter.
I'm sorry, did she mean like hashish, or like you're just talking about like hash browns?
No, I'm talking about what a breakfast food is. I don't know what the most popular
shakshuka, flatbreads.
Yeah.
But whatever it is, it smells amazing.
Shakshuka would smell really good.
Yeah.
It's like eggs poached in a tomato sauce.
Oh yeah, more
Turkish, but whatever.
It's Middle Eastern.
Yeah, that's fair. Whatever, they got the whole gamut. They got anything you can, if you know, like, if you know what you want,
and you can get really, it. Really good coffee.
It's incredibly good coffee. You can smell the coffee too.
Like, it's fresh from a mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is why people like this food. This is, yeah. Over in the corner at a booth, with his back to you, is the unmistakable profile, wearing his a little ill-brimmed hat. Nobody else is wearing a hat inside, but he's wearing one, and his back is to you.
Is Archie smiling here, though?
Casting your eyes around the room, you do not see him.
Spot hidden?
You could.
Or he's just not there?
He's just not there.
Okay. Spot hidden anyway to see what there is that is not obvious?
Sure. With my brand new 45 in it.
That is not quite hard, but it's...
Oh, I definitely fail. I rolled like a 98.
I'm assuming there is no point in making that a hard success.
Nah. You see basically is that there's nobody in the booths next to Mr. Smiley. He's kind of got this zone where he's the only person in it. People keep away from, except for the waitress
Yep.
He keeps coming over to him and bringing him coffee and seems to be just chatting with him and, you know, smiling at him and having a nice time and kind of bantering back and forth with him as she goes about her business. The rest of the room is really like packed full. Like actually, like it occurs to you that like it's a little uncomfortable. Like people are kind of crammed in here, except for the area right next to Mr. Smiley.
Huh.
I will just approach him and just say, "Oh, hello, Mr. Smiley."
Oh, my friend, Sergeant.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Yeah, have some coffee.
Thank you very much. I will.
Miriam, bring my friend coffee. The waitress comes over and says, "Ah, Smiley, you got some friends here for you. Ah, good to see you. Good to see you."
Well, Smiley's got a lot of friends. Just one of many.
You're one of my favorites, though. Sergeant.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm not alone, though. I got some of my other friends here.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Kitchens!
I'm actually already sitting right next to Reggie. Just no one noticed, really. He maybe noticed, but...
How are you sneaking up on me, Mr. Kitchen? Wow, you're a sneaky guy. Well,
I just walked up. I don't know what you're talking about.
Dad. Wow.
Well, how are you doing on this fine morning?
I am doing fantastic. Are these some new friends of yours?
They are.
Yes. Titus Boyer, Mr. Smiley.
Oh, Dusty, my friend.
Yes, we met at the Cotton Club.
That's right. Yeah, that was a heck of a night, wasn't it? I think it was wasn't the Cotton Club. It was the other one. Kentucky Club.
Kentucky Club. Sure.
Yeah. You know, I think it was the Kentucky Club. Now that I think of it, yeah, that Duke Ellington fellow was just swinging. Wow.
Yeah, there's just some key art of the Cotton Club in a book that is not in this plane of existence. That's why I keep thinking it's that one.
And how about you? I feel like I remember you from someplace too.
Oh, I mean, it was probably the same night. I'm Grant Green, photographer.
The photographer, that's right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet you got some good snaps that night. Oh, some action.
Yeah, I got some really, really interesting photos.
That was something else.
Mm-hmm. Definitely something else.
Yeah, for sure. Well, what can I do for you? Coffee's all around. Coffee's all around, Miriam. On my tab.
Oh, why, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I watch him. Does he ever drink anything?
Oh, yeah. Okay. He drinks his coffee. He seems to really, really relish this coffee.
How does he take his coffee?
Well, he starts, like, he drinks about half of it black, and then he just starts throwing stuff in it, like way more sugar than you'd expect, like a ton of it, and just, like, knocks that back, and then just has, like, he's drinking coffee really quickly, like he's just down in it and just keep it coming.
Look, that's why he's always smiling. He's wired.
Yeah, that's his secret. Coffee. Yeah.
Lots of it. Plenty of sugar.
Well, Smiley, we've wanted to talk with you about our other friend who's not with us right now, Archie.
You see him? Mr. Zanzibar, you just missed him. You're trying to talk to him.
Yeah,
I was just talking to him.
Well, how's he doing?
He seems like he's doing pretty good, I think.
Still got his clarinet?
You know, I guess he had some problems with it. He said, he said maybe you guys had something to do. He was down. He came to see me last night at the club.
Uh-huh.
And he was asking me if I could put him in touch with this fella named Johnny Dawes. He said he's got his clarinet from. Well, yeah. I told him Mr. Dawes is out in Chicago right now, but I could I asked if I could do anything for him. He said he was missing this clarinet, this special clarinet, and I said maybe I'm good at finding things, hunting things up for people, you know, solving problems. That's my whole line of work, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, he took me up on the offer, said I'd see what I could do. And uh, he, managed to put something together for me. Can't told him to come back and see me in the morning. He came back to see me. I gave him the clarinet all put together, good as new, and he took it away. Walked down the street. He said he had some important business to take care of it with it.
Giving Grand a look.
See, so wait, I'm sorry. He has the clarinet again? You made him another clarinet?
Oh, it's the same clarinet. It's not a new clarinet. Hard to come by some of those components, I tell you what. So even a man like me has got to be economical.
Did you happen to receive some of those components from a horde of rats?
Well,
Dusty,
you know,
won't kick Grant's shin.
He just laughs like long and hard, and then he looks at you and says, "Oh, you know, I gotta maintain my little trade secrets of my profession, don't you know? I can't go disclosing all of my sources and methods."
It was okay, so I suppose it's not kosher to reveal that, like, you also sucked the clarinet through my ceiling.
For the love of God, Grant, shut up.
I wouldn't do something like that. I have people for that sort of thing.
I knew he was going to say that. In fact, I'm mouthing those words as they're coming out of his mouth. I have people for that. I knew he was going to say that.
And I wonder how one gets people to suck wood through a wood.
You know, it's a very interesting scientific challenge.
I imagine
I
it would be.
With them.
Mm.
Yeah, sure is. Well, look, all those little demonstrations, you seem like you're a little bit on to me as far as what I've been up to. But what brings you here? What can I do for you? I mean, I could handle Archie's problem no problem at all. If you guys got issues need sorted out, I can sort you out just as well.
Well, maybe you can. Maybe you can, Smiley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I can't help but thinking, me working around, you know, this has been a very odd. Things have been very odd lately. I'm pretty sure you.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You can tell. Real odd around these parts. That's what I like.
It's interesting because every time the one common denominator between all these little odd events is you.
Mm. Common denominator, you say?
Yeah.
Is it a math problem?
It is, in fact, a math problem.
Everything's a math problem when you really break it down. But moving on.
Why don't you break it down for me so I can see if I can solve your math problem?
Why do you want Archie bringing people back from the dead? That's really the question as to why you set him up with that particular clarinet.
Oh, the clarinet. Yeah, it's something else, isn't it? It's real fancy.
Yeah, along with his real emotions of sadness and whatnot, and it's real effective at doing whatever it is it does, but why would you want that?
Well, you see, a talented fellow like Archie, he's really got something special. I'm sure you know, you've noticed
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
He's really something else, and I felt like he just needed a, you know, a tool that's appropriate to somebody of his stature.
Uh-huh.
Something that really, sure, you know, fits what he's capable. Really, really just helps bring out his potential to its fullness.
I mean, he's not the interesting thing, and I respect that, right? Like, an artist needs a good, useful tool.
Mm.
But I believe that this particular tool is a distraction to Archie's development.
Oh, that's what you think? Well, I mean,
because he's
not
about the music anymore, Mr. Smiley. He's about
bringing his mom back, for one thing.
From the dead, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can sympathize with that. I suppose that's a valid.
Yeah, but those folks that come back don't come back, right?
Why do they come back? I don't think I've actually been there when he's, you know, quite done his stuff.
Well, it seems to only affect those that have been
murdered.
Slain with
malice. Yeah, maliciously. So I'm not so sure it's going to work on his mom.
Have the sole desire to kill that which killed them.
Oh, that's fascinating. It's kind of like a moral, it's like one of those stories in the magazines.
Yeah.
Well, those you're stories are like based on
almost like that was almost like that was too. The intent.
Kind of yeah. like a story character too, Mr. Smiley.
Oh, am I a little bit? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I know yeah. I have a certain theatricality to my manner.
Come in and make promise. You know, people come to you for help and need. Mm-hmm. Then you come back in, you do that, fulfill that need.
And you hook people up together with other things that they, you know, maybe could work with. Maybe whether they need or want that is a different question. But so I'm wondering, was Archie always connected to whatever else he's connected to? Or is that why he needs that special clarinet? Because there's something outside of our limited viewpoint that he's aware of now or becoming aware of. But maybe doesn't really belong in this, as it were, neighborhood.
Well, let me tell you a little story about that.
Okie dokie.
So, Mr., you've been to the Apollonian.
That oh, yes. That was
the first time we met each other, remember?
Oh, that yeah. Thing. Yeah. You certainly made sure we went there. Go on.
Mr. Wilson built that Apollonian to try to, you know, really be a place where artists could thrive.
Mm-hmm.
It really worked out. I mean, better than he ever possibly could have thought about, you know. And that's Dr. Kaspersky. He was working in the radio, trying to kind of come up with new technologies and stuff. He just needed a little, extra insight to really tap into the real nature of things.
Yeah, hey, whatever happened to him?
Did he get that insight from you, Mr. Smiley?
Well, you know, I can't say I gave him any kind of insight. I just feel like I connected him up with somebody who could help him out with that sort of thing. And so, you know, the whole Apollonian, it sort of came together, really inspired a lot of folks to new artistic heights, including young Mr. Zanzibar. Now, of course, that no good thing lasts forever. And you guys ended up, messing up a little of that stuff that Kaspersky has got set up for whatever reason. I don't judge you. I don't judge you for taking those actions. I understand why you did what you did, helping your friend out and such. But, you know, that left poor Mr. Zanzibar a little bereft, you know. You know, if he...
kind of like withdrawal from something that's bad for you that you really just want.
Bad for you? Is it bad to be good at music? That bad for you?
No, that's not so bad. But, you know, being hooked up with whatever he's hooked up with now, probably not great for a human.
Well, you know, who knows what humans are capable of if they're able to reach their full potential.
Indeed.
Go on.
This whole world is about keeping people away from their full potential. Don't you feel it? That's what, you know, white folks have been doing to us this whole time.
I don't think you really have much in common with us, Smiley, if I, you know, dare I speak.
Oh, now that's where you're wrong. I have everything in common with you. I mean, that's why I spend so much time.
I feel like there's a lot more to you than we can see. That's fine. We don't need to see that other part. That's okay.
That's probably true. But, you know, what you see here is, this is the most important part of me, really.
Okay.
The part that's so interested in things. Anyway, I'm getting off track here. So Mr. Zanzibar, he was cut off from his sources of inspiration, but he still felt like he was just on the cusp of something great, and he needed something to push him toward the edge. So that clarinet, he needed some motivation. To learn how to use it right. And so I figured if it had a little bit of power to sort of give him something that he was really interested in for his own personal benefit, why, that might just push him to, embrace his artistic talent. Exactly. And I tell you what, I feel like it's all come together, really.
But when this all comes together, is anything else going to start coming apart?
You tell me.
Smiley? You're just a guy who makes things come together.
I give people what they want. People come to me, they ask for help. I help them out with problems, solve them, solve their problems, help them reach their full potential.
I see.
Help them get to where they really want to go.
Well, where they think they really want to go. Not always what the same thing as where they really would be benefiting from.
Man, anyway. You tell other people what they want? Make them do what you want them to do?
Mr. Smiley, I'd like for you to do something for me. Help me out here. Just tell me if you can do this, but I would like for you to leave Harlem, go far away, and never come back.
Oh, man. Harlem is the most interesting place on Earth, though. This is where all the action is. Where you want me to go? Kansas City?
Paris.
Hey, out of Paris. Out of character. Ha, ha, ha.
Big wide world out there.
Oh, it is a big wide world places. Out there, and I'll see all of it at some point in due time, but Harlem's where it's at right now. This is why I want to be in the middle of the action. So I'm afraid that's a no can do for you, Sergeant, but is there something else I could do for you?
Well, what if it's for the right price?
Oh, what kind of price might that be?
There's a clink sound under the table. It's like two shells of buckshot.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
I'm standing up and moving away.
I thought you said he was the devil.
I'm giving the devil a price, I guess.
Reggie, this is not going to be a good solution. It's not going to be a solution, although it might be an ending.
Reggie.
Would you shut the fuck up, Ford?
Have you ever known me to do that?
Yeah, Mr. Smiley, I'm listening.
Reggie, are you going to make Miriam clean me up all out of this whole booth and frighten all these good people in this diner just by that shotgun of yours?
No,
maybe. That doesn't seem like you.
No, it doesn't, but...
Didn't you see see enough of that nonsense in the war?
You know, I just can't seem to get away from it, but, you know, maybe, maybe that's just, maybe, you know, as you said, maybe, maybe I'm just being the real me. You know, how you are with Archie and Carr and, you know, Weston and all those other people. Maybe you're just a stepping stone to the thing that I really am.
Reggie, you are selling yourself short. I see you being an incredible doctor.
Oh, well, thank you.
Who does great things for everybody in your community and makes a name for yourself on the world stage. You're so close to it, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, who knows? You know, I mean, that's the thing about, being, you know, black folk. Just when we think we're just about to get it, the big, cruel universe comes to take it away from us.
I'm not sure it's universe. I think just white people.
Fair. White people, the universe, God, what's the difference?
See, I mean, not
wrong. White people have pulses.
You gotta quit thinking about God as a big white man who's trying to keep you down. Start thinking of God. It's maybe somebody who can do you a good turn now and then. You know, put you right over the edge when you're so close. You just gotta know how to talk to him.
Well, am I talking to him right now?
Oh, no. I'm not that kind of thing. Oh, my goodness. You give me so much credit. I'm just
Pharaoh Herald.
Oh, that business. Where'd you hear that kind of talk?
Oh, like I said, you know, you're really good about getting everyone connected together.
You've been connected to... He kind of looks, he narrows his eyes at you and looks you up and down a little bit. Like he's seeing something about you that he wasn't really looking for before. And he grins, maybe even wider somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been connected up to somebody. oh, my.
Well, like I said, you know, you're right. Maybe there is more to me than meets the eye. But I don't know. Would my price, that be enough to get you away? Or would that just have to be a down payment?
Oh, man, you're trying
to... shotgun shells.
Let me just make sure I understand you, sir. Are you talking about shooting me so that I'm no longer in Harlem, or are you talking about, like, paying me the two shotgun shells so I leave town?
I think he means shooting you.
Is that right?
I just like wait a comfortable minute. I then sound bang and then like pop open the shotgun and give him the two shells.
He laughs really loud.
Danny like, would appreciate that.
So much so that everybody else in the room is kind of startled briefly. He just cracks up like you just told the funniest joke he's ever heard.
I probably did.
He probably did.
Did you just make Satan laugh?
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
I heard something about getting.
I underestimated you, Reggie.
What's the rest of your price, Smiley? That's down payment.
Pass those shells over here, pass. You got me. You got me good.
No, thank you.
You know, you're my second favorite client now. With that sort of nonsense, I love it.
Oh well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Man, I'm taking all kinds of ammunition for payment nowadays, aren't I? All right, he just tucks them in his, like, lapel pocket. He says, well, Reggie, you drive a hard bargain, but I'll make that deal with you. Week from now, you won't have to see Mr. Smiley ever again. I'll be on to different places. Different places, at least for a while anyway, at least as far as you guys are concerned. You won't have to worry about Mr. Smiley no more around these parts. Well, but I tell you what, I got to put my affairs in order and close my bank accounts and pay my rent and such. So
that would just be unreasonable to expect you to leave without having to take care of all that.
Exactly. But so in the meantime, I'm still open for business. Anything I can help you guys with? Any of you fellas?
No, I mean, my business is concluded with you.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You think you can handle your whole situation?
Oh, would you also happen to be a friend of a certain madam, Mr. Smiley?
Oh, I wouldn't say we're friends exactly. She's a real handful, like, don't you know?
Oh, I can imagine.
It's a funny situation there, yeah.
Yeah, sure is.
Like funny haha, or like just funny strange?
Oh, it's funny both ways.
Yeah.
You ever had a fan club, Mr. Green?
Here it comes.
I can't tell if you're offering or asking, so I will say I have clients who are repeat clients. That's about as close as I've got.
Yeah, that's one thing. You know, I like a good client. Somebody really appreciates what Mr. Smiley can do for people. There's a big difference between that and a, you know, a fan or a fan club. People will really just sort of get obsessed with you, you know? They kind of think that you're the most important thing. They kind of build their lives around you, you know? They change the way they live because they think somehow it's gonna make you care about them more.
I take it you don't care about them?
I mean, they're interesting. They certainly get up to some hijinks, that's for sure. But their ambition gets they get a little out over their skis, if you know what I mean. They seem to think that they know what I want. And they got stuff they want to do for me to prove their devotion. And honestly, it's all just a little too much to take. I mean, I've tried to explain to them, you know, that that's not really necessary for one such as me. But, you know, they're very enthusiastic folks. And they have their ideas and they don't like being shook out of them. Even by the person who they're supposedly it's all for.
Oh,
sounds awful lot like a church.
Yeah, you know those churches, you know, out in the wilderness, they're trying to do whatever they can do to get Jesus to come back. They think they got to check off a bunch of things on a list so that the world can end.
Found that in the parishes around New
Orleans. Oh yeah, you know, like all these prophecies and things, and all this stuff, like it's that kind of nonsense, you know. They think they think that they got to do something. They think that they got to open some kind of gate. They got to break down some kind of seal so that something can happen in the world, something big. But never occurs to them that maybe something big's already happening. Uh-huh. What they're looking for is already here in this world.
So is that you?
Well, might be.
Well, you go by, maybe it's just another one of your many names, I guess.
They think they got it all figured out, I tell you what, they sure do. That's maybe the thing that I find amusing about them, is that, you know, they got all that confidence. And I can't fault them for that.
Well, except it sounds like it's misplaced confidence.
Well, isn't it all?
Yeah, fair. Fair. When you can only see what's in front of you, and there's a whole bunch off to an angle you can't even define, well, then it makes it a little hard to predict what's going on.
So then would it be a bad thing if they got a hold of Archie?
Sure would be bad for Archie, I can tell you that much. Those folks, they don't play nice.
I don't suppose you could dissuade them from their interest in Archie, and thus in Reggie.
I could probably give it a try, but you know, this is starting to verge onto a professional conversation. And
that's fair.
If there's something you want me to do, you know how the business works.
I actually don't. I was brought into this pretty blind. So how does the business work?
Oh, well, Mr. Green, Mr. Boyer, here's a little primer on how it works. Old Mr. Smiley, he can get you what you need. He can take care of business. He can solve problems. He can get you information. All he needs is a little bit of fair payment. Whatever you feel is fair.
Yeah, like as I did with the two shells.
Yeah, now that was a heck of a payment, I got to tell you.
Okay.
Well, you're welcome, Mr. Smiley.
All right. Well, I really don't know what I want.
Well, that's okay. Maybe you already got everything you need. He looks over at Dusty and gives him a wink.
Maybe you could tell me what I want.
Well, I'm at least glad you're more progressive than I might have expected.
Oh, you know, I don't judge anything. Okay. Well, Mr. Green, you said something about not knowing what you want. You want me to tell you what you want.
Yeah, I'm a little curious as to what insights you might have.
Man, sound like you're asking me to give you one of them psychic readings.
I mean, he just shrugs.
All right, well, what do you think is a fair payment for something like that?
Have you ever had your portrait taken?
Ooh, that's right. I forgot you're a photographer. Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
Let me get you set up.
Wonderful, wonderful. You want to just do it right here?
I don't think this is the place.
All right, yeah, you're the professional.
We want to make sure the lighting is right.
Understood, understood.
And this is not that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you want to take care of that just after we get this Zanzibar business wrapped up one way or the
Absolutely.
Other?
Absolutely. We'll get that wrapped up.
Well, I bet one way or the other this might be done in the next day or two. So how about we say Wednesday for this whole photo shoot situation?
Sure. Yeah, perfect. Perfect, perfect.
3 days from now. That's still within my window.
Yes, indeed. Consider it like putting a down payment on a new apartment.
That's right. Oh, I could take one with me because commemorative thing. Next place
indeed.
I go.
Indeed. That's the idea.
Wonderful.
Use them for business cards, even.
I like this plan more and more the more I hear it. Anything I do for the rest of you folks?
I'm of the opinion that since Reggie is kind of the key mover here, and he did said, Reggie, I was really impressed with that that whole negotiation. I am truly surprised. I thought you lost it, but that worked well.
No, not yet.
What do you want to do about the whole Archie situation? Do you want him to intervene here?
What do I?
Do you want Mr. Smiley to, you know, take care of his followers? His inadvertent followers, from the sounds of things.
Oh, I mean, I've already asked for the thing I wanted from...
That's fair.
From him. Did you still want the service from him? If not,
I think maybe we've got this. But I'm not really sure it's going to end well for Archie. I don't see how can we make it end well for Archie is the thing I've been wondering.
Oh, okay. Well, I can help with that. Out with that if you need it.
Well, what would you recommend for making this come out right for Archie without going wrong for everyone else?
Well, let me tell you two couple things. Got a couple things in mind. I thought maybe this sort of thing would come up, so I came prepared.
Mm-hmm.
He reaches under the table and brings out this box that is about the size of a...
Clarinet?
I don't know, one of those boxes they keep flowers in.
Okay.
Yeah, the one the Terminator had, hit that shotgun in and...
right, just like that.
Yeah.
Opens the top of it, and what is inside is something that looks kind of like a... Well, you think it must be a musical instrument of some sort, just because it's got, you know, it's a weird shape and you don't know what else it would be.
Oh, I'm actually with the cult, I might know what that is. Or Dusty might know.
Or art tuba / music.
Yeah.
Or at least figure out how to play such a thing. 91, no.
Also, 80... Well, you know, we have a pile of luck. So I can make that an occult success if that would be helpful.
I'm not spending 51 luck on this.
Strange.
Last time I spent 40 plus ruck on a roll, I won the battle but lost the war.
Yep. All right, so yeah, I'll make that a success if that's helpful.
All right. Okay. With a success on a cult,
mm-hmm.
This is not an instrument that is like...
Local.
This is not something that is like an instrument that anybody uses in music anywhere.
Not Earth.
Yeah.
Oh, goody.
Going to take a little bit of technical explanation how this thing works. Mr. Boy, you can probably handle this. Yeah, sure.
All righty then. Oh, god damn it, I made it. 1520.
In the cult of the demon Sultan Azathoth,
uh-huh,
who dreams forever at the center of the cosmos, there are attendants.
And this would let Archie ascend to become an attendant?
This looks like the sort of thing that these attendants blow on pipes.
Yeah.
Whistling pipes.
Uh-huh.
That are not really
pipes
clearly defined in the literature.
Yep.
But what you're looking at reminds you of those things, those ideas.
Yeah, but also the dream, etc.
Yeah, actually, that's what occurs to you is that you saw that dream, and this looks a lot like one of those things. One of the many implements that were being used simultaneously.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling that was the case. Yeah. Uh-huh. Wow, that's...
So I think this probably needs some explanation.
Sure.
Mr. Yeah, Boy, you're a professional musician, I understand, right?
I am.
All right, so you're going to be blowing in this end over here, and he taps on an end that you would not have guessed is the part you blow into. And, don't worry about the con. It looks a lot more complicated than it is. But I wouldn't recommend busting it out until you're ready. until you really, it's the moment. Is that right?
Is this going to call anything to the neighborhood that we don't want showing up?
Oh, I don't think that's anything you need to worry about.
Well, I mean, if it's what I think it is and it gets attention here, about, that'd be bad.
This is about setting things to right. This is okay, this is okay. About bringing things back the way they normally are around here. Restoring things to good order. You know, putting
not that maybe restoring shouldn't them have woke to the up. Chaos that was here before, say, the planet.
Taking maybe stuff that shouldn't have woke up and lulling it back to sleep like a nice little lullaby.
Now you are saying things I want to hear. I hope they're true.
Okay. Would you like it back when we're done?
If you like, yeah, you can give it back to me. You know, wouldn't mind it. I mean, I don't need it back necessarily, but yeah, you can hold on to it if you'd like to. I mean, it's up to you. Just call it a gift.
I understand, but I mean, my tuba is my home, so I would be more than happy to bring it back to you.
Yeah, tuba's a fine instrument too, you know.
Oh, I can have to make a home in too.
I suppose so, Grant.
That's right.
But no, I'd be happy to bring it back to you.
And I suppose the other thing you need to know, I suppose the other thing you need to know is where to find this, find the kid.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's probably halfway up there right now.
Is he headed to his mom's grave, perhaps?
He's heading, yeah. You already guessed that. So, yeah. I can't charge you for that one, can I?
You really can't. No, that was kind of just right there in front of us.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Well, if I'm handing this over, though, Dusty, I suppose you're the one I ought to be charging for this. Whatever seems fair to you.
Well, I could offer you the oldest profession there is, but since we're in such a public place, maybe I should mix you a drink.
Oh, that'd be fine too.
I'm just making a face, imagining Dusty fucking the devil. Just like,
I mean,
we haven't reached a point as a culture that calling by like Lil Nas is a thing, so I don't have the language to describe this.
We do not. We do now. Yeah, I will make him a. I suppose this will now be an Egyptian coffee rather than an Irish coffee.
Oh my goodness!
Is there a drink called Sympathy for the Devil? Because there should be.
Probably.
Dusty has a very limited set of ingredients to work with right now.
That's fair.
So,
yeah, not a lot of alcohol in a
Middle Eastern restaurant.
That's true. They actually don't have anything here. Quite abstemious.
Fortunately, Dusty has a hip flask, perhaps.
Oh no! Of course, he's got some stuff.
Yeah. There you go.
There's coffee. He can probably get some cream from Miriam.
Oh yeah. Now, Miriam, you're going to want to turn your eyes away from this. You know, I don't know. She doesn't like the crimes, but she's willing to look the other way. Aren't you, Miriam? She literally looks the other way while kind of giggling.
Apologies for the lady. shake it real good. Pour him a drink.
He brings it up to his nose, inhales it deeply. He goes, oh, that's a nice combination. Gives it a little sip. Oh, that is nice.
Necessity is the mother of invention, after all.
Tips it back and downs it, you know, slowly, but you know, constantly at one long sip. Ah, Mr. Boyer. That was a real treat. Thank you.
I thank you. It's greatly appreciated.
Well, this is yours now.
Thank you.
So just to make sure he opens like a little notebook up. He's like, just make sure I've got everything taken care of. I missed anything here. So Reggie, you're getting me out of this town in a week from now, so that's settled. Mr. Yeah, Green, what did I agree to do for you? I can't remember.
In your apartment. To figure out what I should want
Oh yeah, that's right. And you're gonna get me a photograph in response in return for that. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Kitchens, did you make any kind of deal with me?
I think we already agreed that I knew where we were going already, so wasn't needed.
Yeah, you got that one for free. That's fair enough.
I mean, I had it all along, but yeah. We are sort of in the same business, just you have a much different perspective, I think.
You know, you do great work, Mr. Kitchens, and I respect that.
Well, I can't not say you've treated us badly, but that's because I don't understand everything yet. But it hasn't been nearly as unpleasant working with you as I feared it might, because I gotta say, there's an aura about you that's not quite right. And I'm sure you're well aware of that.
Oh, I just think people don't quite know what to do with me yet.
Yeah, yeah. But to be fair, for someone who's, you know, not from around here so much, you're passing pretty well.
Aw, that's very kind of you to say.
Is the goal to pass? Is the goal to pass?
Both. Oh, nah, the goal is to have a good time.
There we go. Which, honestly, is very human. So, and we've got the tools. We just need to catch up with our little Reggie. Is that gonna square things with the good madam?
Oh, nobody's talked to me about dealing with the good madam yet. That's the thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
it seems to me that she could cause all sorts of ruckus. Thinking she's doing something for someone who don't want it done in the first place.
She absolutely can. I don't know where she gets these ideas in her head.
Well, that is a different conversation, I'm sure.
She's a tough person to deal with. I could help out with that, though. I mean, she will listen to me. If I'd give her a good talking to, I think I could probably get her sorted out. Get her away from this whole obsession with Mr. Zanzibar that she's taken hold of.
And isn't this kind of sort of going to put Mr. Zanzibar sort of out of reach to her anyway?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be surprised when we see what happens with the new instrument there.
Yeah, and
gentlemen,
I'm not so sure what I would want. So
do you all think that it's a wise idea to have him take care of the whole madam situation here? Or do you think we can handle that on our own? Because she seems like a piece of work here.
Well, I think we can take care of it on our own, to be honest.
If you're sure.
As you wish.
You better have some more shells for that shotgun if you're going to try to handle it yourself, let me tell you.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
That was my concern.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this has been interesting.
Dusty, did you want something yourself, or I think we're maybe at a good point to stop and walk away.
That's what I was going to say. I'm not sure what I would want, so why don't we make it a point that when I meet again, we meet again and I return to you the instrument, I'll have something figured out by then.
That's right. We can always take rain check. Don't you wait too long, though, because I got to be out of this town in, golly, 7 days.
Well, if you're meeting Grant for your photograph on Wednesday, maybe we can meet for lunch.
Oh, that's a fine way of taking care of business. Yeah, well, let's just do that then.
Sounds good.
Alrighty then. Well, we got to go find an Archie and see what happens.
All right, well. You better get a move on. Shake a leg.
Exactly.
We had best.
Yeah.
He's got a head start on you. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I just want to say goodbye, Mr. Smiley.
Goodbye, Sergeant. Good luck with those medical scholarships you're after.
Yeah. I'll certainly need luck. Should get out of this one.
Yeah.
That's one thing. That's one way of going about it.
Righty then.
Well,
I will lead the way out, I guess.
All right. You make your way out of the cafe.
Did Archie say like where his mother was buried when I was with him?
Yes. Okay. She's in like a particular burial ground that's like, it was actually the one you guys were when you were in that funeral procession.
That tracks.
That was on its way up to that burying ground.
Now, is that local?
Yes. It is like north of Harlem.
Okay, is that something we should be taking a cab if we want to get there soon?
Probably the fastest way to get there would be to call a cab, yes.
Yeah, let's do that then. Credit rating of 32 enough for that?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay, then I'll take
everybody care. Can go ahead and roll me sand, by the way, as this point.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Right. Yeah, I was kind of expecting that to happen.
Yeah, holy shit. What the fuck?
Clear air of the morning.
18, that is...
98! Oh, I'm feeling great.
Yeah, 71?
I fail. Yep.
And my sand is currently at 50, so I think that's technically a fumble.
Yeah, it is a fumble. So I'm going to say Ford, you're going to lose 4.
I project wrong system.
I failed.
Doing a 1d4, so this is going to be for Reggie. 1. Oh, that's not so bad. We've had worse.
I had a conversation with the devil and I won, kind of.
Yeah, he seemed to put one over on him.
I mean, I got to wonder if that's maybe the part that's really messed with Ford the most.
And then Grant.
His shaky little Reggie's figured out what to do to get him to go.
That's 2 sand loss for you.
Okay, that's
and
not
I
terrible.
Make it out unscathed because you gotta, I offered to suck the devil's dick.
Well, I think it's because he made him a fine and marvelous drink, honestly.
That could still happen, you know. You gave him a rain check.
I did give him a rain check.
And he didn't say no to that offer.
He didn't.
I'm sure that nothing bad will happen to you if you have that in you.
We'll come to that.
That's a lie. I think something bad will happen to you. Anyway.
Just a little death.
Not just a little
death. Hey, got it. But yeah, we make our way to the graveyard.
All right. You tax the cabbie to take you there double speed. Yep. And you pull up there in front of the gates to the burying ground. It's a, you know, it's a cemetery.
Yep. We just need to listen to the music and go find him.
Yeah, there's a bunch of, you know, graves and tombs and stuff like that. Mostly not that fancy because this is the African American cemetery.
Is there a caretaker or something?
Not anybody you see.
Well, fair enough. Let's go.
But you do hear some music coming from.
Could I also give you a spot hidden to see if I can spot him or where he should
be? Give me a listen. It's just going to be listen.
I'll take a listen.
Wow.
Yeah, famously, there's a lot of like chess I cover and great.
I will spend a point of luck.
I will not spend 15 points of luck to make that a success.
Yeah, I succeed at listen.
Do we need to roll to find him? Like,
Well, let's see.
I will spend the 3 points of luck that I need to bring that down to 20.
Don't worry about that.
Oh, okay, don't worry about that.
Just as long as somebody can make it,
I have done that. Yeah,
you can figure out what direction it's coming from.
Yeah, a bargain at 21 down to 20. Yep,
it's pretty far in there. It's like kind of in the middle of this hole.
I recommend that we keep a brisk pace, folks.
Don't tell me twice.
Yep,
walking forward through.
Guess I'm gonna punch a clarinetist.
Hopefully you don't need to punch him.
Well, yeah, he's a pretty reasonable guy once you know, talk with him.
He's just kind of a sad kid, you know? He misses his mom.
The last time we talked. Seemed like he wanted his mom back from the dead pretty badly.
Can we just...
Well, I think he's going to get that.
I think he's going on a new career choice here, whether he wants to or not. But he probably kind of wants to.
Well, look, there he is.
Yep.
Oh, look, there he is.
Yeah. He's kneeling in front of a small, you know, tiny, like the cheapest possible grave marker.
Yep. Yep.
You can see here. Just sort of kneeling on the ground in front of it, blowing his clarinet very slowly and softly.
Dusty, do you have any idea when you're supposed to use the new instrument there?
Now that you mention it, he didn't mention it.
No, he really didn't. I think so, use your musical
things to sleep. So,
I'm sorry.
He said it's gonna be a lullaby to put things to things that are awake to sleep. So it probably means the dead.
Right, and nothing is at the moment.
Maybe that's what he means. God,
I'd like to approach Archie.
Okay. He doesn't notice you until you come right up to him.
Yeah, he seems a little preoccupied.
Hey, Archie.
Yeah. Oh, he looks up at you. He's got tears in his eyes. Says, hey, Reggie.
Is it not working?
Did what, you know, the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Said I'd just play one more time, try to bring her back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not doing anything, Reggie. She's not working.
Well,
she's not. I played the whole thing through 3 times.
I'm gonna sit down with them.
I know some. I know it should be working. I don't know.
Is she out of her box, or is she still down there?
What do you mean?
Ford.
Archie, maybe she doesn't need to come back. Maybe she's, she's always with you, you know, looking down on you from heaven or wherever. Maybe she doesn't.
Maybe
that's, it's been people who murdered, who've been murdered before it have come back, you know.
Murdered?
What?
Yeah, all the folks that you got brought back before were killed by someone else. Your mom wasn't.
Yeah, like you said.
While they are talking, can I do a spot hidden check around us?
Well, she just died of Yeah, she just died of whatever I said. Tuberculosis.
It was a stroke, right?
Maybe. Okay. She just had a stroke. And tuberculosis.
Maybe. So there's no one. Well, one might have caused the other. But so there's no one that she needs to come back for vengeance against. So
vengeance? No, she didn't have, she loved everybody. Everybody loved
exactly.
her.
Exactly. I don't think the clarinet can bring back anyone.
Not, yeah, that's why she's not coming back. She doesn't need to.
Well, I guess. So you're saying she's at peace?
At pieces we can ever possibly get, but you know, I'm not. I'm sorry that this didn't work out for you, Archie.
Well, I guess not. So she couldn't come back, huh? Because she hadn't. Nobody did her wrong. There wasn't anybody here for her to come back to come after.
Don't do something now that does her wrong.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I've done enough. I think I've done the best I could, and if she's not coming back, then I guess maybe you're right. Maybe that's the best thing for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only victims who come back, huh?
Looks like it.
Huh. Everybody can roll me spot hidden.
That's what I've been wanting to do.
Sure. How many victims were in earshot, I wonder?
45 on the dot. 45 on the dot. Thank you.
Yeah, 45 out of 75.
I don't make it. 72 over 60.
Well, Grant, you're a little surprised. You look around at your compatriots. They seem to be looking around themselves in an attitude of alarm. But
guys,
you feel the slight shake in the earth. as hands begin to claw their way up through the dirt all around you in every direction. Everybody can roll me sin.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
No. Six. That is extreme success.
Oh, 25 under 51. I'm good.
Oh, you're not good. Well, like, you're better than you would be.
I'm like fine-ish, you know. You know what I mean.
Yeah, so if you made it, I'm going to say Dusty, you don't take any because you like crit succeeded. Anybody who rolled a normal success, take one.
Okay, that's fine.
Reggie, it's going to be a D10.
Oh, boy.
Six.
I also failed. Do I also take six, or you want to roll?
You also roll a D10, which I will roll separately for you.
Alrighty then. Roll better than that.
A three.
That's less bad.
Well, it means you don't immediately freak out. Grant, make me an intelligent. Oh, did somebody else fail?
Yeah, I got a six. I took six.
Yeah, six. Six is fight, freeze.
No, it isn't flight, fright, freeze. This is Call of Cthulhu. It's much more fun than that.
Oh, yeah.
Make me an intelligence roll.
Oh, no.
Me?
No, this is me.
Anybody who failed.
Oh, I have 68. Okay.
Wait. Anybody who failed?
That would succeed.
No, I'm sorry. Just
Reggie. Just Reggie.
By the way, succeeded. Is this close enough to the four I took earlier to matter?
What is your current scene?
It is now 43 after all that.
So you
started at 70.
Yeah, but like before this morning, like you woke up this morning.
I'm down 7 points total from this morning.
Yeah, that's not enough. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
It would be 20% of whatever it was this morning would be enough for you.
Which, yeah, was like 50. So, yeah.
All right. Well, Reggie, you grasp the full import of what is happening right now.
Yeah, now dead coming back to life. Yep.
Yes, he has raised a bunch of murderous dead corpses who are coming back to wreak vengeance upon their murderers. And you respond with a bout of madness.
Hell yeah.
Just a small bout, though, as a treat.
A red mist descends on the investigator, and you explode in a spree of uncontrolled violence and destruction directed at your surroundings.
Well, I mean, I do have a double-barreled shotgun. So.
You have a double-barreled shotgun.
And, I assume, a pocket full of shells.
Oh, yeah, I got way more than a pocket full, let me tell you that.
Two pockets full of shells.
A pocket full of sunshine.
Or kryptonite.
So I started blasting, you know.
Yeah. What you blasting at?
I guess the closest zombie that's going to be coming towards me.
Yeah, they're coming. They're all around you. None of them are coming at you, per se, but there are certainly some that are coming near you.
I feel like this must be the moment.
Would I be able to get in action beforehand since...
No, I'm just going to say Reggie goes first, because in a blind rage reasonable. Of horror and madness. I guess roll fire. See if you can blast a zombie.
Yep. I'm going to spend 4 points of luck to make that a success.
All right. I'm not going to make you roll damage against the zombies. Yeah, you're point blanking into the shotgun.
After years of red market, you know what to do.
Yeah, it stumbles forward like as it like as you cut it in half with the shotgun blast, and like the top half of it sort of like crawls at your feet and it's mumbling up at you, Jeremiah, and then it stops moving.
Good.
Well, I mean, the dead do die, so
yeah.
Like, I'm now like popping up the breach, loading another couple shells in.
That's right. You're trying to go doom on this bitch.
Yeah.
What are the rest of you guys doing?
Or like another Ben from a famous 1960s movie.
Maybe.
With zombies.
Still need to watch that. Anyway, go on. Mm-hmm.
No, I was thinking
like,
of the rat.
I feel like the thing the I would do in this situation is fucking run.
Uh-huh. That's probably a good choice.
Valid.
Seems like a valid choice.
Now seems like the time is right to play the instrument.
Uh-huh.
Seems like maybe. So you're gonna get it out of the
case. Oh yeah,
case, and try to remember what part Smiley told you to blow into.
I suppose this is art music.
Yeah, it's gonna take you. Yep, you can do that. Yeah, we got a roll.
Okay. 21. Would it be worth it to spend a single point of luck to make that a hard success?
Probably, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll spend a single point of luck to make that a hard success.
All right.
How much that is 8 to make it an extreme? That would be what? 12. Would 13 points of luck to make that an extreme success have an impact?
That would have an impact, yes. Yeah. So,
I'll spend 13 points of luck to only drop me to 81. Sure,
you I think that is a spectacularly good idea. Honestly,
you have you get this thing out just adroitly and quickly, like you were ready. You were ready for action,
almost like the gods themselves are compelling my movements to be efficient.
This is the time that Mr. Smiley was talking about? Pretty obviously, you just break that thing out like a Navy SEAL deploying his weapon. What do the rest of you guys do?
Like Reggie's doing right now.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm making sure I'm not in Reggie's line of fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making sure nothing tries to chomp into me or Dusty. I'll use Fighting Brawl if I have to, but I'll stay unengaged if I can.
Okay, well, there's kind of a lot of these things.
Yep.
And the ones that are like, they look like they're all kind of heading toward the exits to the graveyard.
I'm kind of okay with that, honestly.
And they're kind of a lot of them just like swarming into you and past you.
As long as they're not attacking us, it's fine.
Well, I mean, there's just like a press of bodies, like they're gonna right. like probably trip you up, or you're going to have to like push your way through them.
Yeah, you're gonna well I will okay so that would that be a Fighting Brawl roll to maneuver through it?
I would say so. Yep.
Alrighty.
Dusty's only got the other kind of body count. He should be safe here.
Wow.
Oh jeez.
Nope, that's a 95. But not quite a fumble.
I'm going to roll a D4 damage on you.
Yeah, trampling time.
Yep.
As you're getting trampled by a bunch of corpses. 3 points of damage to you as you kind of
first damage Ford has taken this whole campaign.
That's under the rotting
ow, and you smell ow. Ow.
Of the moldering corpses. They smell awfully bad.
I'm guessing this is another sand check, or maybe not because we already saw them. And
yeah, I'm going to give you another sand check for this for sure. Like, it's
okay.
Seeing a bunch of zombies come out of the ground and then getting trampled by this is pretty bad. This. Okay. Yeah. Well,
once I saw the move, it's like, of course.
Yeah. Vince, Grant was running.
Yep. Brave Sir Robin. Yep.
I mean, like, what do you expect? Like,
I mean, that's a solid strategy. I'm not going to fault you for running. It's
a bunch of undead. Like, the last time I saw an undead, it was in the dark in a club, and I thought it was just a drunk guy.
And the last time I saw an undead, I beat it to death with a sousaphone.
Yeah, so, I don't think I want to stay here. So.
Sounds good. That sounds like a job for a dex roll.
Yeah.
To run the fuck away.
Whereas Ford feels responsible for having Dusty here at all, and so since he's also relying on Dusty to do this, he was trying to help.
I appreciate it.
I'm doing this with the anticipation that I fail. Am I trying to roll under a 55?
You're trying to under whatever your dex is, yeah.
The only time you're rolling above is for adding to skills, and yep.
I roll a 10.
Yeah, you're good.
Oh yeah, you make like a fucking rabbit.
I would like to like
Grant's really defend, well coordinated.
I would like to try to defend Archie from the horde of zombies.
Well, you don't really have the kind of rationality to make that kind of choice. Of course, so let's hope you don't accidentally shoot Archie in the course of this.
Is it time to do int finish?
Oh no, we're just doing it this way. As long as everybody gets a turn, right?
Yep. Yeah,
that's gonna be Reggie now. I think are blazing away with the shotgun. Roll me to hit, and then I'll see who you attack.
Yeah, has Archie noticed what happened?
Oh yeah, Archie,
okay. No way he can't not notice.
Archie's looking around.
Does he finally understand what we were trying to tell him a while ago? Is that a bad crazy. Idea?
Well, is that a hit with? Yeah, that's a hit.
All right. I'm going to roll 1d2 on a 1. You hit zombie. On a 2, you hit Archie.
Oh, man. Ooh. How long is this going to last for?
We're going to find out.
Oh, you hit a zombie.
Oh, good.
Oh, man.
That wasn't Archie, you're pretty sure?
Ah, I'm just trying to murder my bitch wife who killed me.
Angela, and you blast.
I hope he has that accent. I hope this dead guy has that accent.
It's
fucking great.
Is it No, that one's already dead. That's the one I killed.
No, there's more than one.
But you
of
think
those,
there's
I'm
only
sure.
one guy who has ever been murdered by his wife?
Oh,
in
no.
City?
That's the joke. That's the joke.
Uh huh. Uh huh. I felt like they built a whole, I don't know, shed out back for it.
All right, so that makes it Dusty's turn again. You got it up to your lips. It's time to work the magic, I hope.
Roll two again.
Yep.
Oh,
is it time to go back to the Pacific Sailing School?
Little fumble fingers, oh. Trying to get the.
Because we have an additional problem to deal with, I think I can survive another round. I don't think I'm going to spend 42 points of luck, 52 okay. points of luck on this.
Okay,
probably.
I want to be clear here. One of the other reasons I ran is not just like it's not just pure cowardice. It's also I assumed that we were all going to run.
You're looking around like, well, guys, it's a good thing we all ran, guys.
Yeah.
Well, that means Dusty, with that kind of failure, you're going to have to make a dodge check to not get trampled by zombies like Ford did. Because he's not protecting you.
Thanks, Ford.
He wanted to. He thought about it. He tried.
He did his best.
Now that's only 13 points to make that a success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And he rolled what kind of damage on Ford?
D4.
I rolled D4, but that might get worse as you get trampled more than once.
Yeah, it might. I will spend 13 points of luck to dodge.
Okay, yeah, you kind of push your way through the crowd. You make sure to keep your feet. You're still trying to... This thing is not designed to be used by 10 fingers. Or
I will
fingers
note
in
that
general
does get me to 69
case.
Luck.
Nice.
So
you're going to have to do a little bit more work to try to get some sound out of this thing.
Unless you want to push that roll.
Meanwhile, yeah.
We would have had to push before I spent my luck.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, we're going to talk to Grant then, because he's running away. He's out of the woods of it. But if you're running out of the burial ground, you're also running in the direction that they're all coming after you, so... If you want to keep running,
I do.
Dex roll.
I do want to keep running.
Get you, Grant. Ooh. Be fair, they're actually scary there, Reggie. Come on.
Well, that's a
right. I do not succeed that dex roll.
Okay. Fair. What'd you roll?
I rolled a 96.
Oh, that sounds good.
So, yeah, again, not enough to want to spend.
That is a fumble, and
only if a skill or dex is lower than 50 is 50 or
we
below.
We talked about this, Dan.
Okay,
it's 95 or higher.
I don't like that rule.
Fair.
I like the rule where you trip over a gravestone
he can push his luck.
The story gets scarier.
He can push his luck and roll again. I'm just saying.
I will allow you, Vince, if you want to push your luck and roll again. If you fail, something much worse than tripping over a gravestone will happen to you.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, I'm pushing my luck.
Trip over a gravestone.
Face it, Ethan, this is the sort of disaster you want.
No, I do fail again. I roll a 7.
You fail? Well, maybe, maybe this is the final scenario of the campaign.
You don't you do fall over a gravestone and also into the soft ground of a grave that has just been ripped open by its inhabitant that is like still trying to claw its way out. Halfway up out of the ground.
Good, I like this.
It looks like a teenager who's dressed in like a like a cheap suit, mumbling something about Bumpy.
Oh no.
What does that mean?
Our favorite guy, Bumpy Johnson.
Bobby Johnson, the yeah. Queenie's hitman.
I mean, there's probably like he probably has a whole.
There's probably a lot of folk here like that.
But as you fall in there, you realize this thing is going to try to like claw its way out over your body, which is probably not going to be very pleasant or safe.
Sounds like that's true. Sounds like that's not telling you're safe.
That's going to be a problem for you next round. Back to Reggie, who is just blindly firing into the crowd.
Yeah, Doom theme playing.
I should not say this, but Ford did not get an action to be trampled last round.
Oh yeah, thanks. So Ford, you can try to get up.
I think that's a swell idea. Is it a dodge check, fighting brawl, or just dex?
I would say it's probably going to be fighting brawl or con. Would be the two things.
God, it is then. God, it is. My God, that's a 91. But you know what? I have 31 points of luck to spend on that, and I'm going to.
You're going to cash in the luck to avoid
not die horribly. Yes,
feet of the hordes.
Yeah, weird.
And scrabble back to your feet. You kind of lost a little track of where Dusty is, though. He's that's out okay. there somewhere.
I'm but sure it looks like fine. He's a big guy.
You guys are. On your own, you might be able to get. I mean, you could roll spot hit and try to get a B bottom and try to link back up with him. But
I think tall, mostly I need to get out big. Of this. I need to get out of this river of corpses. Maybe up a tree.
Mm.
They don't seem to be climbing, so there's that.
Ain't no murderers in the tree.
Also, that.
It's not so far, as far as you know.
That squirrel did me. Oh no.
Or it tries to like branch fell on him. They try to murder the tree.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was that?
Don't worry.
I'm gonna try to roll.
Yeah.
To shoot.
All right. Yeah, Reggie, blast him.
No, I did not make that.
No blasting this round. You fire wildly up into the air. In that case, you're going to need to roll a dodge because you're not keeping them away from you.
Okay, I will do that then. I do make that. That is, I have a. That is a extreme success.
Is circle straight?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, it's not. It's a hard success. Yeah, it is basically a circle strafe. It's you know, 360 no scope action.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, let's try this again.
My favorite kind of no scope.
Okay. This time I will spend 19 points of luck. Sorry, 69 to only go down to 50 luck and make that a normal success.
Awesome. Roll luck.
God damn it. Not this again. One under.
Yay. You're lucky. You just blindly sort of like hope you're putting your fingers in the right places. Mr. Smiley didn't actually go into a lot of detail about how the he valves told me where to blow.
Well, let that
you
he did.
Work out the rest of it. But you're fumbling through this, and the zombies are pushing against you, and the stench of their flesh is rising up in your nostrils. But you managed to get just one tiny. Tiny low note out of this thing. It's not very impressive.
What?
But apparently it was enough.
Oh, thank God.
All of the corpses that are all around you guys just collapse like marionettes with their strings cut. They just fall down onto the ground.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Grant, you're still in a like hole in the ground, but the thing that was like clawing itself up over you, it falls limp and inert.
Oh my God, I just scream.
Yeah.
That's not unreasonable.
Reggie, you can give me a pow roll.
Oh yeah. A stat that I actually am not good at. Yes, 20 out of 60.
Okay, your head your head begins to clear. You realize that it looks like looks like you did it.
Oh, is Archie still with us?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You look at Archie, he looks a little worse for wear. Like, maybe he took a couple hits from these things, but...
Dusty will start rapidly disassembling the instrument. Shots, we need to get out of here.
Yep.
I pull up, once I, like, call him out of it, I pull up Archie. Okay, let's get moving, soldier.
Oh.
We're not out of it yet.
Okay. Let's go.
Make sure we have the clarinet also. And they identify bits and pieces. Make sure we have the case, whatever. Anything that's around here, grab
it. Going into the ocean, like
he picks it up off the ground. Yeah,
it's like it's going into the ocean.
Yeah, well, it was a we had a deal, Reggie, and I'll follow
through with it. Later.
Yeah, so he's trying to hand it to Gio. You're trying to get him to walk. All right,
I'm fucking screaming. I am fucking screaming.
Yeah, you guys can find Grant pretty easily.
I will go. I will get him out.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, you pull Grant up out
not
of the...
Not difficult to find me. I'm sorry.
Soft earth.
Fair.
Offer and, him a side hug while we keep running.
Yeah, you just kind of beat feet, like, as you run.
Yeah.
You hear, like, the sound of, like, a police siren.
Yeah.
coming from the other direction, but you're well and good. You're well and far away from the scene of the crime by the time they get there.
Good.
The papers the next day will say that there was an earthquake in the northern burial ground that apparently disturbed a lot of graves, and it's going to be a
big thought it was going to be swamp gas that exploded, but sure.
That, a lot of corpses are going to need to be reburied, because apparently, like, it's like, you know how, like, when you can have a really powerful earthquake, you can liquefy the ground, and objects that are in the soil can bob to the surface, like Brazil nuts in a can of nuts. Sift up out of the ground. That's probably what happened. Some kind of freaky earthquake.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what happened at the end of Poltergeist, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you make it away. And Archie says, well, Reggie, I guess this is yours now. He hands you the clarinet.
Yeah, I guess so. But, Archie, we're not out of the woods yet.
Okay, what do we need? What's up?
Well, our our lovely host. Well, she wants you, and I don't think it's I don't think it's gonna be a pleasant visit, if you know what I mean. What?
I don't want to go with her.
Well, of course not. Well, I mean, but don't worry. I'm gonna make sure that you're gonna get out of it.
Thanks, Reggie. Are you okay? You look a little
nothing physical.
Yeah, you look a little
Hey, speaking of which, medic.
Yeah. I'll tend to the wounded, I guess.
Sure.
So. Am I the only one that actually got wounded in that? I took 3.
Yeah, sure.
Didn't you get ripped up by the...
I didn't get hurt. I just fell into a hole.
Fair. It was about to get real bad for Grant. The timing was very good for Grant.
I succeeded.
I think, Dusty, we all owe you our lives. Just saying. Thank you.
I'm so sorry. I just panicked and ran. I thought everyone was going to panic and run.
I succeeded in my first aid for healing Ford.
All right. I'll just say Ford's got them all back.
Okay.
I just was in the zone. Sometimes you're just in the zone.
So it looks as though you have gotten Archie Zanzibar to lay off his plan of bringing his mother back from the grid.
He failed hard at it.
He's seen the error of his ways, and there's a couple more loose ends to to tie up, and there's certainly some visits for Mr. Smiley to look forward to in the next few days too. Mm-hmm. But with that little moment of victory and relief as you get away from
do we get any sand rewards back?
For the inadvertent zombie apocalypse, everybody can roll a d6 and get that many sanity points back.
All right, here comes a big one, I'm sure.
Okay.
Thanks. Thanks, Stan. I appreciate it.
One.
I'm wrong. I got a one. No, wait, I'm not wrong.
Well, I got one. I got two back. So.
Wow, you guys. Great.
And what you get, well, Grant?
I know I'm not out of it yet.
Vince, what'd you get? You got one. All the cool kids getting one or two. All right.
I know.
Well, it's something, right?
That's definitely something.
Yeah.
That was an afternoon.
We're still not done with the scenario.
Well, you know, there's a couple.
We're done with like the core of the old scenario. We just gotta now deal with like all the bullshit Ethan added to it.
Reggie,
the stuff that you didn't handle before the climax.
I
know. So.
I have an idea here. Tell me if I'm wrong, but you know, Killer Ray could solve the problem for you.
He definitely solves problems of a certain sort in a certain
way.
It does seem to be that exact sort of problem.
Like, we're probably going to have to do some kind of like assault on Precinct 13 kind of thing. Like, let's see. We already know one we already know one other mobster.
I mean, that's the other question. Is it something you want to turn to Queenie or
Okay. Do you want to take on a murderous Adam by yourself?
No, I really don't.
Yeah.
That is not my skill set, sir.
Is there any way we could just wash our hands of this and like walk away?
I'm not
sacrificing Archie to
him. We can. Reggie probably can't. And it would involve sacrificing Archie.
Yeah,
Grant. Anyway, you owe Mr. Smiley a photograph. So,
yeah, I do. I owe the devil a photograph. That's really the only reason I did it, was because, fuck, how often do you get a chance to do that? You know.
Yeah. Fair.
Yep. Well, with that, I think we'll call it a night.
Fantastic session, Ethan.
Yes, a lot of fun.
Sitting here awkwardly talking to the devil. How you doing? It seems you like coffee. We have this in common.
He likes everything.
He does.
Mr. Smiley's a hedonist, isn't he?
I think it's so novel to be a human for him. That everything's exciting and new.
I mean, as I've learned in Breakfast Cult, sometimes the masks of Nyarlathotep that are the closest to human are actually your best friend.
That's, you know, in the near term, yes.
Da-da-da.
It's the long term that it's kind of... He helped Archie, all right.
Sometimes they give up their humanity.
Look, he's
going to
be busy doing the plot of Mask of Nyarlathotep. So, like,
sometimes he's now no longer your problem.
That's right.
Yeah, let's hope some other player character group can kill all those cultists.
This is like a soft falling for Ethan's run of masks. Like,
are we going to do that? I don't think we need to do masks.
We're not doing masks. I mean, we could do masks at some point, but this is not. I'm not saying.
We need the time to do it, though. Oh, my God.
No, that'll be somebody else's job to fly to Kenya and try to keep them from opening a gate to let Nyarlathotep into the world. Why would he need a gate to get into the world? He's already
here, right?
I do love this characterization, though. That
absolutely.
At least one mask is like cognizant of the fact of like these people are kind of losers, but I kind of love them for being losers.
Nyarlathotep loves humanity. Why would he want to destroy this amazing, absolutely entertaining circus? He just likes
entertaining circus. Are keywords.
Yeah. But I guess we will find out what happens next session. Thank you very much, Ethan.
All right. Good night, Internet.
Good night, Internet.
Good night, Internet.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to Technical Difficulties. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes or your podcast app of choice. More ratings will help us broaden the community. We're also on Patreon. For as little as $1, you can vote on which one-shots you'd like to see next. Other rewards at higher levels include listening to us record live and participating in quarterly backer games. We're close to our next level, where we'll release an exclusive Patreon show where we answer questions and give advice on running games. As always, thanks for listening, and good night, Internet.